Clean beauty products are often marketed as free from harmful chemicals, toxins, and potentially irritating ingredients. This appeals to those who prioritize their health and safety, as well as those concerned about potential long-term effects of certain synthetic substances found in conventional beauty products. Clean beauty has evolved beyond its initial perception as a niche market. Today, many clean beauty brands focus on providing information about their ingredients and sourcing methods to help consumers make informed choices. These beauty products signal a commitment to a holistic approach to personal care and a desire to promote overall health and balance. Today, I'm joined by Monique Glover, the owner of Lemonique Cosmetics, to discuss the clean beauty debate. So stay tuned. Explain to me what you do and how is your company related to clean beauty and the clean beauty movement?
Hi, well, my name is Monique Glover. I am the founder of Lemonique Cosmetics, which is a vitamineral aromatherapy line of non-toxic products. I do believe in mineral-based products. I love the fact that they have natural antimicrobials. My products do not contain any paraben, any hormone or endocrine disruptors. And I think that's very important with cosmetic and personal care products, because the items in the products that you use on your skin does seep into the bloodstream.
Okay. So individual skin, the tolerability for each type of product may vary greatly, especially those with sensitive skin or allergies. How is there like some sort of legal definition that defines natural or naturally derived ingredients so that consumers would know, is this really safe or is this really a buzzword? Are you aware of
terms are, a lot of the terms are buzzwords. A lot of products that do say non-toxic, they may contain a certain percentage of toxins. So you really have to be careful with what you're purchasing and know what exactly it is that you're looking for. We have sustainable products, which are products that are well-maintained, but they may contain parabens. They may contain another substance that could be harmful. So it really depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for vegan products may not contain any animal fats, and they may not be animal tested, but those products may contain harmful toxins as well.
Okay, so basically consumers need to look at everything from a full perspective to determine, are these ingredients safe? It's just because something says all natural, how do we know that it has been tested for efficacy, irritation, and things like that? Like, is it just from a person by person basis, or are you aware of any type of way a consumer can decide if a product just contains marketing terms, just to sell eco-friendly, or is it really all natural or safe?
I would say, as a consumer, take the time to read the ingredients. A lot of times companies have great marketing skills and they can market a product that may be very harmful for us. A lot of brands do use the Leaping Bunny logo, which Leaping Bunny pretty much they go through all the ingredients within certain product and they rate the toxicity of each ingredient within the product. So
Okay.
knowing that you have the Leaping Bunny logo on the back of a brand is great, but also you have a lot of small businesses that can't afford to pay for the Leaping Bunny logo. It's very expensive to keep that logo on your packaging year after year. So, and then you have companies that illegally use the Leaping Bunny logo, which it's kind of sad. So I would just basically, as a consumer, kind of know what I'm looking for and kind of read through the ingredients. Google is your best friend. You can Google all types of ingredients, and it'll give you kind of an idea as to what the toxicity of certain chemical ingredients are.
Oh wow. Okay, so that sounds great. So there are certain ingredients to avoid, right? What do you believe? What are some ingredients that many consumers should avoid because of the level of toxicity?
Parabens are the number one ingredient to avoid. You may hear that a lot with different products. They're paraben free because parabens have been linked to cancer. They're highly cancerous and they have been linked to uterine cancer as well. So that's one of the terms that you should be looking out for. There's all different types of sulfites, which are all also harmful. You do have some good sulfites, but a lot of shampoos and other personal care products are sulfate free because they do cause damage and harm as well.
Okay, and do you believe that the clean beauty industry is unregulated? I mean, do you believe that brands can just falsely label their products with buzzwords, or are you aware of any type of law that has been put in place? I'm actually reading to try to find out if I could find something that has been put in place to ban certain harmful chemicals from the cosmetics.
Well, according to the FDA, they do regulate the amount of toxicity in products. They do regulate percentages for different chemicals that brands may or may not use. The problem with that is a lot of times brands pop up and if they're extremely popular and they're making millions of dollars, the FDA may slap them with a fine for having asbestos. There is a well-known beauty chain that's in just about every mall in America, and they've been cited for having asbestos in their cosmetics which they target teenagers and young adults. So they do get these fines, but then they're mass producing these products and selling them so quickly that they're able to afford the fines and keep going. There's a lot of different brands that do that. So you really have to, if a company is, especially a small brand, if they're naming their products to be non-toxic and mineral based, they don't use any synthetics, you may be able to even reach out to that brand to, ask the owner or ask the company, what is it that makes your brand so great? Why are you saying that your products are non-toxic? Because it helps to create a relationship with the consumer, especially for small businesses, because word of mouth is one of the greatest, marketing aspects out there.
Yes.
I don't really care for a lot of the synthetics that are used in different cosmetic products. Although they are tested for efficacy, they may contain fragrances. They may contain other harmful toxins that are used to create that synthetic product. I do know that with my mineral-based products, they have natural antimicrobials, which help with the shelf life of the product. They help to just kill germs on the face or wherever the products are used. But if you suffer from problematic skin and with using my products, they not just help to cover up a problem, but they also help to heal the skin as well.
Okay. What's your website name so that listeners can know?
My website is Lamani Cosmetics. That's Lamonique Cosmetics, Cosmetics. And my social media handles are also the same, Lamani Cosmetics.
Okay, and I will also in include these links in the description. So, do you believe as a whole, manufacturers are accountable for testing the products to make sure they're safe before pla being placed on the market? Or do you think consumers should be more accountable with making sure that they read the ingredients?
Manufacturers who are also sellers understand that some manufacturers are given a certain chemistry makeup of a product, so they may not be the seller of that exact product. So I would say that it's more up to the brand themselves. It is up to the brand, the company, the retailer, the reseller to pretty much know what they're putting in their products and know what they are giving to the consumer.
Okay, so man-made products can be considered clean as long as they're safe and non-toxic. And not all products that have buzzwords like plant-derived, vegan, cruelty-free, eco-friendly are actually safe. Some are safe, some are not. It depends on if they've been tested, right? Do you
Yes,
agree with that? Okay.
I agree totally. Man-made products are some of the best products that we have around because a lot of people use all natural ingredients. The problem with that, for instance, is that a lot of man-made products are not lab tested. So in the United States, it is illegal to use animal testing. So a lot of products are cruelty-free, which is great. Being vegan, not using any animal fats, also is a plus, but there are chemical t product testing companies throughout the United States where those products should be sent and tested for efficacy, shelf life, and other things as in that capacity. But I would say that if you are buying handmade products and you know that the ingredients are all natural, just be very aware of how long you keep the product because even natural oils do turn volatile after a certain amount of time. So I would say within a year or less to use that product, depending upon the mixture of ingredients within that product.
Okay, one more question. Some people believe that the beauty industry lacks regulation, and there should be more laws put into place to protect consumers. Where do you think the clean beauty industry is headed, at this point?
I believe that clean beauty is definitely on the rise. People are more aware and cognizant of what they are using, what they're putting on their skins, and definitely inside their bodies. I do think that regulations could be strict, more strict than what they already are. I would like to see products that don't use any toxins at all, because if they're going to use something synthetic, they could probably produce something synthetic that could increase the shelf life without harming, consumers and in including different toxins and different chemicals. But I do believe that clean beauty will be the leader of our future in beauty and cosmetics products for years to come.
Okay. Well, I actually agree with that. I'm into clean beauty as well, and I'm also building a skincare brand as well. So I am so happy and grateful that you interviewed with me, and I thank you for answering these questions. I will also include all of your links in the description.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and good luck with your cosmetics line, your brand that
Skincare.
you are coming out with, your skincare.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. Till next time.